Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney, and this is the Weekly Consumer Podcast. We have a lot to talk about this week and some very interesting kind of offbeat consumer news. Let's begin with the mysterious credit card charge that is showing up on credit card statements across the nation. How much is it for? 25 cents. Millions and millions of consumers may be paying a 25 cent credit charge because they look at it and they go, what could that possibly be? Well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, whatever. I don't want to worry about it for 25 cents. And that is apparently the point. It seems like some type of organized crime syndicate has gathered up a bunch of credit card numbers and then sent through charges for 25 cents. You know the old adage, it's easier to steal a buck from a million people than a million bucks from one person. Well, this appears to be what's going on, but it could be even worse. This is a scheme that ripoffs use to find legitimate credit card numbers that have a balance available for them to steal. They just make up numbers, and then they send out a 25-cent charge, and then if it sticks, then they go, aha, and then they send out a $2,500 charge, something like that. So far, that doesn't appear to be what's happening here, but either way, it is a good lesson for you that when you see a charge that isn't yours, even if it's only 25 cents, you need to complain, because credit card companies will take a look at that. And they'll notify the FBI. The FBI will start looking for the bad guys. And the credit card company will cut off those people from getting into your account. So anytime you see a charge and you don't know where it's from, you need to complain. Housing prices. How bad is it in your neighborhood? Wow. The further away you get from the Bay, the more foreclosures there are. At least that's how it seems to be. Out in Stockton and out in some of the outlying areas, pretty bad, get closer in. There's still plenty around, but not like that. Well, do you remember the days when there were multiple offers on homes? Do you know that that's taking place right now? No, not here. Las Vegas. That's right. The Las Vegas housing boom burst so long ago. So much before ours, homes have actually hit what appears to be the bottom. There are so many repossessed homes. They're worth 28% less this year than they were last year, and probably another 28% less from the year before. So they're about half off or more. And so what's happening is a good one will get put up for sale by a bank, and they'll get multiple offers. Now, they're all very, very low offers, but they're getting multiple offers. Sales have increased 15% in Las Vegas. Part of it is they're not building houses anymore, and renters need to live somewhere. So some of these homes are getting so cheap that investors can go in and buy one and then rent it out and maintain the house for no money. They maybe even make a buck or two. Also, families are looking around and saying, you know, this may be the bottom. These prices are good. So they're jumping in. Have you refinanced your house yet? I want you to think about it. Interest rates right now for a conforming loan, that's $417,000, and a lot of counties here in the Bay Area up to, I think, $625,000, $675,000. And those conforming loans are going for 4.8% right now. That's a couple of points off. This is an amazingly low interest rate. It's expected to go lower, 4.5%. But I've got to tell you, the difference between 4.5% and 4.8% isn't much. So you might want to get the paperwork going right now, at least. Go to myfico.com, pull up your credit score, and start working on your credit and everything you need to do on your end so that you can pull the trigger. When is it worth refinancing? as long as you're not paying points just about any time. There are a lot of deals out there where you pay no points at all, but a lot of banks are asking for 2 points. That's a lot of money to make up. 2 points is two percentages. Two percentage points of your home. So if you have a $100,000 home, it's $2,000. Well, you got to pay, you got to save a lot of money before that's worth doing. So look for a no points loan. They're out there. Get together with your bank or a mortgage broker or start shopping your business. You might want to go online. Bankrate.com is a good place to start. eLoan is a good place to start. There are others. I endorse no one. Just go out there and look around. If you're paying 5% or more, you may want to drop. And certainly if you're at 6 and 7%, you definitely want to take a look at this. We did a report this past week about a Belmont man who discovered his Social Security number was being used by 10 people, himself and 9 others. What a hassle. The good thing is Social Security Administration and the IRS are kind of hep to this happening. So he wasn't being dinged for extra taxes. That happens sometimes where they think you've made all this additional money. With him, they were using his Social Security number, but not his name. Where we see this is when a Social Security number becomes available to undocumented workers, those from outside of the country. In order to work here, you need a Social Security number. So they just find one and they use it. Often, we'll see where one of those numbers gets sold. So if this happens to you, there's a lot of work that you have to go through. It isn't easy. It isn't fast. And you can find links and information about all of this on our website. ADT, this was interesting. A woman died, and she'd had ADT, loved the service. Her family attempted to turn it off, but the problem is ADT has to look at it and say, maybe that's a burglar. You know, we've got to see a death certificate, or you have to have the passcode. So if you have ADT, if you have an account where they take money directly out of your credit card or your bank account, a lot of times you'll see gyms do this. You need to make a note of that so that if you should pass on, your family can deal with it quickly and easily. We had the most interesting case this week. We hardly ever see anything like this, where a family that was going to go back to the Obama festivities in Washington this Tuesday, their flights were wrong. They booked a flight on a Wednesday to come home, and instead it said Thursday. And they're holding the paperwork, and the airline is saying, come on. Please. They clicked the wrong day. That's not our problem. So we said to the airline, hey, will you mind going back through your records and look at the keystrokes? They said, absolutely, they will. And then they came back to me and they said, you know what? There's a computer glitch. They did indeed ask to come back on Wednesday. So they changed their flights for them. So sometimes computers do make a mistake that looks like it couldn't have been done. So always check. I tell you, this is a big lesson for me. I think I often book airline tickets, and then I get their return email, and I don't even look at that because I have my original receipt. Boy, I will from now on, and you should too. Finney's Friday Free Stuff. We've got some pretty good stuff this week. Go online, check it out. If you like my reports and want to get more of them, you can see them every Monday through Friday on ABC 7 News. Generally, I'm on 5 and 6 o'clock news. Also, every Monday and Friday, you can watch me on The View from the Bay. That's our entertainment program on at 3 o'clock. Lately, we've been really dealing with some debt issues. So if you're facing some hard times, if you're facing some debt, tune in. We can help you. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks a lot for downloading. Goodbye now.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.